I do not own the rights to this awesome music by Steely Dan. You're listening to the Kenny Hodges Postal Podcast.
Chinese playroom is a bunker filled with sand. He's become a third world man. Smoky Sunday, he's been mobilized since dawn. Now he's crouching on the lawn. He's a third world man.
Stand by.
Soon you'll throw down your disguise. We'll
sidewalks are safe for the little guy. Hey, listen, good day. This is Kenny Hodges, and this is the Kenny Hodges Postal Podcast. That's one of my favorite songs in the world, Third World Man, by one of my favorite groups in the world, Steely Dan. So what we're going to do today is I want to talk to that newly converted MHA, and I want to give you a big round of applause, of congratulations, because you just went from a supplemental workforce capacity into what is now considered career. So you are now in position to enjoy all the rights, and I do mean all, the rights and benefits of a full-time postal employee. You can now contribute fully to the TSP. You have access to a plethora of health and benefit plans. You now become eligible for upward mobility in the Postal Service. So a lot of doors are going to open for you, and opportunities are going to become available to you. So again, I take the time and say congratulations on being converted to career status. Now I'm going to move over to the middle of the room, and I'm going to change my tone a bit to the postal employees, particularly mail handlers, particularly in Columbus, Ohio. But as I always say, if the situation is taking place in Columbus, you can rest assured that it's taking place in other postal facilities. So on one hand, mad congratulations go out to the newly converted. But on the other hand, I gotta say to career employees and to union leadership, what are we doing, folks? We allow postal management to agree to do a thing. And in this case, the thing was convert MHAs in place. We allow and we agree on a national level to have this done, and we come right down to the local level and it is not done, and it seems to be okay. Then you wonder why people don't get excited about belonging or participating in our branches, in our locals, and in our state conventions. I find it hard to believe that union members are those that get involved. And again, and I don't say that looking down on anyone, because again, I'm a firm believer that it is okay that everyone isn't involved. But as long as enough people are involved, we can still carry a loud, boisterous, and meaningful fight. If our national headquarters and Postal Management National Headquarters agree to a conversion in place, and at the local level, you allow anything to take place except or contrary to what was agreed on a national level, that is, I don't even have the word to describe how that is so unfair to your union members, to your brothers and sisters of the craft. And let me tell you why. Because see, if you understand work environment, then you understand that it's not one or two decisions that's going to govern your work atmosphere. It is a culmination or a series of decisions that's going to determine your work life. And see, when local management becomes comfortable with knowing, regardless of what is agreed upon at a headquarters level, we can do what we want at the local level and nobody's going to raise any eyebrows or raise any fuss about it. See, at the local level, we are in trouble, or we are going to be in trouble, because that cannot be allowed to take place. This is why we have the brain trust at the headquarters level, at our national level, at the Postal Service headquarter level. They get together and they make decisions. Some I agree with, some I don't. Again, but I'm giving you my opinion. But nonetheless, at once the national, on all levels, postal and our national union agree to do a certain conversion, and in this case, agree to convert in place, and that does not take place. See, our unions should be sending letters at a ferocious pace to our national, to let our national know it's not taking place what you agreed upon. See, that's when our local should be getting involved to assist the branch. And none of that is happening right now. Ask me how I know. I know because I try to stay involved enough to find out, so I don't have to try to motivate members to get involved this way, because it should already be happening. See, this podcast should go, hey, listen, headquarters agreed that we're going to convert in place, and they're not doing it. And listen, our union is kicking down doors. Our union is making changes. Our union is fighting to make sure that the local level here is in compliance with headquarters, but that's not happening. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let you know it's not happening. Now, if you're okay with it, then fine. But I'm going to let you know.
Now, one of the problems that we're faced with, and you're faced with this in a lot of the locals in the National Postal Mail Handling Union, and that is a lot of your branch presidents are newly elected. Now, it doesn't mean that they don't know. It means that they're in uncharted water. Where is the help coming from? That's a problem. That's a major problem. Because when branches are notified by postal management of upcoming changes, a lot of times branch presidents think that, well, if management notified me in writing, it must be legit. And if the branches are notifying the local, and the local is saying the change is okay, then it's a sad day in a lot of these locals. So I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to go on a limb and say, I hope branch presidents have not been notifying the local. So branch presidents, you got to start getting your locals involved, because I hope that the experience at your local levels will be sufficient to help with some of this nonsense that's going on in the branches. Now, again, if you've been notifying your local and this is still taking place, I don't know, change locals. I don't know what you can do. But here's the sad part, and I'm sorry. I have the skill set to help, but they won't allow me to get in the game. They say, Ken don't play well with others. Well, again, others sometimes don't come to the game ready to play. But nonetheless, I would like to assist in a capacity greater than my podcast. I would like to be able to show members that you do not have to tolerate a lot of this foolishness that you're exposed to right now. But again, I'm like LeBron James sitting on the sideline. They won't let me get in the game. And I don't say that egotistically. I'm saying that because right now it's needed. It's needed that our union step the game up a little bit and kind of force management to do the right thing. And that's all I'm asking. I'm not asking them for any other innovations other than to make them be in compliance with the contract that is locally and nationally agreed upon with respect to those MHAs that were moved in any capacity. It is my hope that the union file a grievance, and if I'm allowed to file that grievance on behalf of those MHAs, I will definitely do it again. But they ought to file a grievance for any MHA that was moved. And again, all we can do is go to step one, go to step two, and hopefully Local 304 will take this to arbitration if it gets that far, and get those MHAs paid at a scheduled premium for every hour they work outside of their schedule, voluntarily or not, because volunteering to select a group of assignments that were given to you is not part of the MHA conversion in place. So any MHA that was moved should be entitled to add a schedule premium from every hour they work effective the day they were moved. And listen, do you not think that that is at least worthy of going through the grievance procedure? Do you not think that that's worthy? And for whatever reason, there seems to be a reluctance to file that grievance. I'm just not understanding. Hey, members, listen. Stop gambling that the people who you think are responsible or accountable for protecting your work rights have all the answers. Pick up your contract. Stay in the know with the decisions and the memorandums that are coming from headquarters that affect your everyday work life. I understand if you don't know your contract from cover to cover, but from time to time, issues are being decided that affect your everyday work life. And those issues, you ought to delve into to make sure you are getting what postal headquarters says you are entitled to. Because way more times than not, what postal headquarters says you are entitled to at the local level, you are just not getting. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, and I'm on the podcast trying to keep you informed. Listen, if you like the podcast, if you appreciate the information that I am distributing, how about do me a favor and send me an email or inbox me. I'd like to know if you would put one of my flyers up in your swing room. Again, it's just an advertisement for my podcast because I'd like to try and grow my audience. 98% of my topic is postal issues, current things that are happening, more so than not in the facility I work, Columbus, Ohio. But as I always say, the post office is not an island. No plant or facility is an island. And if it's happening in one plant, more than likely it's happening in most plants. So if you would help me grow my podcast audience by sending me an email or inboxing me, I would like to send you one of my flyers that you hang up, not on your workroom floor, please, in the swing room, the cafeteria, or just somewhere where you have a lot of traffic that's off the workroom floor. Don't want to violate any postal rules or regulations. I just want to let postal employees be aware that there is a podcast out called the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, and I'm giving you my view, my perception, perspective on postal issues. Have a great day.